Ivan's brothers tried to horn in on the heritage, but Ivan III had learned from his father's adventures, and he suppressed his brothers ruthlessly. In 1471, Ivan III fought a war with the Republic of Novgorod, because Novgorod had allied themselves with the heathen Roman Catholic Poles. After another war in 1477, Ivan III annexed Novgorod once and for all. He exiled many of Great Novgorod's leading families, starting up a practice of ethnic cleansing, which would continue for centuries, and he also nipped in the bud the fragile flame of Russian democracy. The most important event of Ivan III's reign was his formal refusal in 1480 to pay any more tribute to the Golden Horde, which was by now just a loose alliance of smaller hordes. The Golden Horde's last Khan, Ahmed, made a token attempt to make Ivan III pay the tribute, but their two armies just camped opposite each other until winter came. When winter came, both sides went home. Although Ivan III's glorious defeat of the Golden Horde was duly commemorated with paintings and sculptures and medals and poems and music, the Mongol occupation actually ended not with a bang, but with a whimper.